Hey, this is porn star Laura, and you are listening to part 3 of the November 20th Jimmy Doan Show.
When I need company, I call on you to see about me. I want to walk about and talk about me. Tell all the world about you.
Okay, anything else
Jeremy
on that?
Jeremy Phillips filling in for Jack Rhodes.
That's right. Did you want to talk about the Ron Paul coins?
Definitely.
Go with that. I got something else.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
We want to thank our that libertarian sponsor, too, as always. Libertarian Forum.
He only paid for one.
Well, you know, but
we'll thank him again anyway.
I've been enjoying his site.
We're not talking about him anymore.
Maybe think of the Ron Paul coins.
Okay.
Libertarianforum.com.
Yeah.
So,
don't mention the libertarianforum.com.
We'll stop mentioning the libertarianforum.com.
Okay, don't go there.
Right, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Libertarianforum.com.
If you're wondering what Department of Homeland Security is up to, there was a raid last month.
I know what they're up to.
One of our local paraphernalia shops here in town.
Oh, that's
really?
Right.
Yeah. 20 cops, including Department of Homeland Security.
Only now, 20, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Only 20.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. All right. Now, yeah, they're selling pipes for smoking crack or whatever it is.
What shop is this?
Modern Age.
Modern Age tobacco
our other
paraphernalia
sponsor,
shop.
Right? Modern Age, our sponsor.
Right.
They don't know it, of course.
No. Well,
Jack Roach is on their team.
See, this right here is from Modern Age.
What's in it is not from Modern Age.
No, that's from High Time.
All right, so they busted this bong shop.
Yeah, well, my point is just that if Department of Homeland Security was there, I mean, to me, that sends up a flag. It's like, what?
Well, you know, they were in town for the Jimmy Doan convention.
They're in town waiting for our next broadcast.
That's right. See if they could spot us.
Right.
Andrew Meyer's head or something. I don't know. Yeah.
The deal is, of course, this particular Modern Age tobacco, they've been in business for like years.
Decades.
And I mean, like, they've been selling the same stuff for decades.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like they couldn't have done it any time. But 20 cops, Homeland Security, obviously somebody had a hair
full riot gear and everything.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? And then they confiscate. They confiscate.
Were there any guns or anything?
Worth of stuff or something.
Yeah. Was there any guns or anything?
No.
In the shop? No.
No.
Did anybody, you know, argue with them, fight it? No.
No.
No violence.
They took $100,000 worth of stuff because of why?
$300,000
for what?
Well, maybe they had several shops.
They had a warehouse.
Really?
Yeah, that's right.
You took them to the warehouse.
Yeah.
Trying to be compliant. And no, they allege that they're using the stuff for illegal activity.
Well, duh.
They got no proof.
Right.
So
what they do is they come in and they take all the stuff.
Right.
And they hope it puts them out of business or discourages them or encourages them to move up to Micanopy or something.
Yeah.
You know? Right. It's just a scare tactic.
Don't they have two locations here in town?
At least. I think they do. Yeah. But there's the warehouse, too. They did the same thing with the pawn shop down here, Rich's Place. They went in there, they stomped in there, they hauled him off in chains.
But you know, that's Rich.
Come on. No, he is guilty. They charged him with like 13 or 14 different things, and it's all bogus, totally bogus.
Right.
Well, yeah, well, no, I don't doubt that.
They're roughing him up.
Well, no, I mean, and of course, what's funny about it is that he was responsible actually for catching two criminals that they wouldn't have caught.
I'm sure more than that.
But I mean, this is what started this whole ball rolling, was that they came in and they said something to him, and he said, well, you know, here's all the paperwork, I've done everything in the world, and they said, not good enough, and they literally put him in the back in cuffs and kept him overnight in jail. But I mean, and of course he's gonna get, this is like the fifth or sixth time this has happened to him.
So he's suing the city now?
I don't know if he's
no. Yeah,
he's,
baby.
His attorney said he can't sue until it's over, basically. But right. Basically, I mean, you have to understand, he literally is his shop is one block from the police station.
Right.
Yeah. One block. Yeah. They can walk over to his place.
You can see
anytime.
You
can see it.
They can shoot him from the police station.
That's right. They could walk out the front door or even from the upstairs window and pick him off.
You go into Richard, you pick up some of that jewelry in there, man, burning my fingers.
Detroit.
Burning
fingers. $50.
Oh, how much for the gun?
So he's going to start paying more now? He's got to up his payments, don't
they? I don't know what the deal is, but I mean, the fact is that they've obviously got some kind of hair up their butt about him. They really don't like him, obviously. And it's just, what's so funny is he's done all the pay. Obviously, this is the same thing with this modern age tobacco people. I mean, if you're in business and you see people have walking in and out of your door all the time, you have an open policy, open today, walk in, the whole deal. I mean, you're not going to be doing anything like totally illegal. I mean, in that case, that anybody can walk in any time and see it.
Well, what were they thinking that they were doing illegally in there?
Selling stuff that could be used for drug use.
Right.
It's the standard. Well,
you're not allowed to sell things which are intended.
Right, mm-hmm.
quote unquote, for illegal activity. Well,
I'm sure they didn't just come in and confiscate those particular items.
Oh no,
they take
the computers and everything along
right.
with it,
and
which
the
is what they did. This is exactly what they did to segue into this to the Ron Paul thing.
Oh yeah,
I say of course it is because Ron Paul had nothing to do with it.
Let me just mention something. Cause this is similar what they're doing to, and they could do this, and they will do this with the fireworks place here in Florida.
Yeah,
because
now they,
the same thing is there. You have to buy those with the intent to not use them in Florida,
right.
which would be illegal activity.
Right.
So they're eventually going to be able to just go in there and take all of the fireworks,
yeah,
too.
They will.
Well, you could buy a car, and you could actually speed with it, which would be illegal.
Oh, yeah.
And then they should take all the Toyotas down here.
Drive it into a bank
with Willie Sutton.
Right. But the thing is that nobody, you know, if you go take all the cars from, you know, Ron Paul Chevrolet or whatever, then, or what's his name?
I don't know, but that was, that was a good segue. I was like, okay, segue, I'll see
his
you coming.
His name is Paul. His last name is Paul.
Right.
But
Paul West? I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And if you go take, they like Paul West. I mean, you know, he contributes lots.
Well,
and so,
we like Paul West, too.
That contribution is called protection money.
Yeah exactly. Right.
You guys remember Paul
when
West?
When they say to serve and protect, they mean serve and protection money.
Right. To serve us protection money.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Like a pizza place.
Right. So, but I mean, the thing is, so Modern Age wasn't donating enough to the policeman's ball, I guess.
Apparently
that's exactly right.
I mean, that's unbelievable. But I mean, it's just like, so that what do you think is going to be the outcome of the case? I mean, they're going to take it to trial? Or what are they going to do?
They'll keep all the stuff, and then he won't be able to get it back, and then he'll get a new supply, and he'll reopen business, and then they'll do it again in 6 months or a year, whenever they feel like it. But you know, and hopefully he'll make enough money in the meantime to keep his shop open.
Hmm. Hopefully for him, at any rate, no problem. But again, this is a scourge. This is again. It's thought crimes. I've
been in that shop. I mean, it's really clean and nice. No, I've been in there.
Okay.
I mean, but I'm saying it's really clean and nice. It's bright, and it's not like a seedy little.
It's a
run
clean,
down place. It wasn't like the subterranean circus. Going back in the day. But yeah, I've been in there. It's in the middle of a strip mall next to like other nice places.
Yeah,
both of them are. Yeah.
They're
so it's like, I mean, then they have like a huge,
next to like Publix.
Right. Yeah. And then they have a huge, a humidor with a million different cigars in there and things like that. I mean, expensive stuff.
That's the Cubans, man.
They do, man.
And then there's a donut shop in the back, too.
That's what they were on their way to the donut shop.
No,
but you see 20 people in riot gear, in full blown riot. Again, they got toys. They got to play with them. I mean, let's go raid somebody. Who are they going to do? I mean, you'd think they'd go to French Addiction or something and raid the
raid the dressing room.
That's a lingerie shop.
Come on out.
Shop.
Yeah, that's a lingerie shop.
This is prostitution.
These are prostitution clothing. Yeah,
here we go.
So from prostitutes, segueing
right into Ron Paul.
U.S. raids issuer of Ron Paul coins. Ron Paul, it's interesting because all over the headline about Ron Paul, he had nothing to do. He didn't even know about this guy.
Right.
This guy, what this guy did, I forget what it is, whatever the name of the place is.
This is the Liberty Dollars we've talked about before.
I don't think it's the same ones, but it's the same kind of thing. The guy's name is Nuthouse.
Yeah.
Seriously, Nuthouse is what his name is.
I think that's the same people.
It could be. Anyway, the deal is that they, known as the Liberty Dollar, seized tens of thousands of coins bearing the likeness of presidential candidate Representative Ron Paul. Agents on Wednesday hauled away more than 2 tons of copper coins and 500 pounds of silver coins, as well as records, computers, the founder of the currency system, Bernard von Nothaus, told the New York Times Sun from Miami. He was not present in Evansville, Indiana. That's where the raid was.
Right.
It's been told by the government that he left business cards from the FBI. They left their business card after they took all his crap.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that what he'd done is he'd made up 50,000 of these coins with Ron Paul. He's a big Ron Paul's libertarian supporter. It's not good enough. The reason behind the raid is unclear.
Well, they've been involved in some other things before. There have been discussions between
I'll tell you what this is. This is competition with the Mint.
It is.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Well, we said this before. The only way the government ever can compete on anything is to outlaw the competition. Well,
what's stupid, and it's unfortunate, but they sell these Liberty dollars at way more than they should have. They sell them at way over the face value of the silver, like three times.
You mean the weight value. No,
right.
The thing about it is, in the past, I mean, I remember I used to have them. They called them medallions. They called them Liberty, right. But didn't have the word dollar on it.
No.
It said, in God we trust, and then it said 1 ounce of pure silver. And that's all it was. But it was about the size of a silver dollar, obviously, because a silver dollar was.
It used to be. Guess what?
Ounce. I mean, but back in the day when Jimmy used to collect these things and you could actually buy them.
I mean, they were using them back then.
No, they really weren't. I'm talking about the medallions.
Oh, I'm talking about the silver dollars.
Yeah. excuse me.
That is tat.
Come on, that was bones and
we were using
stone carvings,
skins,
wampum and scalp.
It was wampum is what we used.
All right, go ahead.
So anyway, the bottom line is no. Back in those days, when silver was $1.50, $2 an ounce. They would sell them for like $2.50. I mean, I'd go down here to the coin shop and I would buy the medallions at melt value, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it's new big deal. Silver's $15 an ounce or whatever it is. And so if you're going to make a 1 ounce coin in order to make a profit, you're going to sell for $19.95, $24.95, whatever it is. It doesn't say, I don't know if it said, you can't put the word, I suppose, a dollar on it. And the question is, can you put Liberty dollar?
No, you can't put dollar on there.
Okay, so the question.
But it had a denomination on them.
Did it?
Yeah, definitely.
Disney dollars.
Yeah.
And what'd it say on it?
Well, I mean, there was 20 and there was,
20 what?
Yeah, well, I think it's 20 bucks is what it's worth. And what they do is they sell you, they give you the 1 ounce silver piece and they call it a 20. And so if you want one, you got to give them 20 bucks for it.
I see.
And so, that's its own denomination, which,
A buck?
No, it's 20 bucks
on it.
And the thing is that you could get the same weight of silver for 10 bucks or 8 bucks or something.
Right.
So it's kind of a ripoff. It's
called a seigniorage, of course. And again, it's a little high. It's a little strong. The guy's making a profit. It's free. You don't have to buy them.
What if you call it a 20 dinero?
Yeah.
Good point.
Then they shoot you right away.
Yeah. I mean, good point, because if you are you allowed to mint pesos, for instance?
Probably not.
Well, no, but I mean, that's Mexico.
Let's put it this way. You can't make anything that is intended to be used
as legal tender.
As a common barter item.
I see.
Wow. Anything that you make that you think, well, hey, everybody just keep these in your pocket and pass them around and when you trade for stuff. And no. They come arrest your ass for
that. That's what they got him on there.
Right.
But I mean, it's interesting because, of course, the big headline on this was that it's a Ron Paul coin.
Well, they've got it on the website. If you go to it right now.
What about tickets at the fair?
LibertyDollar.org.
Yeah.
There's a big sign. The first thing in big red letters says FBI raids Liberty Dollar. The next thing says Liberty Dollar sues U.S. Mint over misleading statement. And then right under that says new Ron Paul dollars available. Now available.
Whoops.
Let me read a little bit more in this article, of course. This is, it's not clear, however, what the Justice Department's view of the legality of possessing coins for the novelty or as a protection against the declining value of government notes. Of course, Jimmy remembers when gold was illegal to own bullion gold in this. I mean, in 1975, I remember when it became legal. Literally, if you had a Krugerrand or a gold bar or anything like that, they come, SWAT team come by, get your ass, shoot you the whole nine yards. And it wasn't until 75. January 1st, 1975 was when we were, once again, thank you so much, allowed to own gold. Can you imagine the government telling you can't own something? I can understand them maybe saying you can't own, let's say, a hydrogen bomb.
Uranium.
Yeah, or, sarin gas or something. But gold?
Yeah.
I mean, for 40.
Unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
You can't own mercury now.
Really?
No. Illegal for citizens that own mercury.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And now it's kind of fun to play with, too.
It still is.
Hey, also one other thing about this, you know, creating bucks to play with type of stuff. I know that I heard from a friend that certain strip bars in Orlando make their own.
Guess what? All those strip bars were just mowed down.
Whoops.
They're putting in a new highway. Conveniently, that was the only place you could go.
Yeah. No, that's right.
But they printed up their classy cash that was absolutely as good as real cash in the bar.
Or how about Wannabucks?
Well, of course, Wannabucks.
Nothing wrong with that. Course, that's just like casino.
Yeah, casino. How do they get away with that? Casino money.
Amen.
You can't take it out of the casino.
Actually, you can.
Oh, you mean the chips and stuff?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to.
Really?
Yeah. No,
I remember, of course, in the old days, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we used to go to...
Vegas. Do anything.
Right. What goes in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah. But, I mean, literally, you can't do it anymore because there's been some counterfeiting. But in the old days, I mean, you used to pay the cab and everything with chips.
Right.
I mean,
we've talked about this before on the show. Yeah. That's not the way it is. And you used to be able to use, you know, chips from one place in another place.
Right.
Not anymore.
Right.
You know, unless they're sister or owned by the same, but whatever,
right,
that kind of thing.
Right.
Unless you're paying for sisters.
Right. Well, they'll probably have little microchips in the chips now. You know?
Oh, yeah. That's all. Yeah, that'll all be done. I mean, that's, you know, I notice they keep changing. They're change our money now about every week here in the right. States. It's unbelievable.
Right, that's because the Chinese keep, you know, coming up with new ways to
buy. All right, so let's.
I got one more thing I got to say here.
All right,
okay.
Chavez is over in Iran right now.
Hugo. Hugo Chavez.
Yeah. He's over there,
Hugo.
Giving pointers on how to give, the finger to,
Chavez.
Well, wait. I think I got a clip.
He's
from
giving
that.
The finger out to Ahmadinejad, you mean?
That's the good finger, though. That's the,
yeah.
Oh. Those guys are fucking.
So what do you got?
That's right. You got to stop right there.
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah, what happened was the French Spanish president told him to shut up.
That was a month ago. The King of Spain.
No, it wasn't a month ago.
It was three days ago or something. Okay.
Yeah, the King of Spain. Yeah, well, there was a big, in Chile, there's a big convention going on over there, you know, and,
The King of Spain went, didn't he go to, he went to Venezuela and, you know.
Yeah, you can YouTube this. It's on there. Just type in Chavez, shut up.
It is like the most famous ringtone.
He said, why don't you just shut up?
That's the ringtone.
Yeah.
That's the ringtone.
I've barely been
20 million times downloaded in Spain, which is like the population is only 40 million or something. I mean, it's like half the country now has the ringtone for that. That is funny as anything. Well, Hugo is, he's going to be in more trouble because Brazil discovered oil off their coast, I think.
Yes!
It's like larger than the Alaska thing or, you know.
But that's impossible because oil's running out.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, it turns out that this is like a Saudi Arabia size that they think. And, of course, Brazil's been in cahoots with Venezuela because they're right next to each other, of course, for quite some time. And they've had some arguments over this kind of stuff. But, I mean, this is so funny in a way. What goes around comes around kind of thing. Can you imagine if Brazil – of course, the problem is that Brazil's oil company is also state-owned. They don't have the private sector so much in there. It's Petrobras or whatever. But, apparently, in the past, they've done a fairly good job, different from what Hugo's doing. So I don't know,
Hugo.
But it will be interesting to see if it would be very ironic. It would put a new twist on the word ironic if Brazil develops the crap out of that, stops cutting down the rainforest, so that would satisfy all the who's he what's because they do a lot of that stuff, and you know ended up like Norway or something where they, you know, have this huge Saudi Arabian type oil that
country club jails,
right, the whole deal, and makes the price of oil go to nothing practically. And Hugo sucks the big one.
Yeah, they'd probably sell it, too.
Just in tying in, Hugo, Ahmadinejad, and also Putin, we're going to be keeping an eye on those three because there's a prediction. I'm going to have a prediction for you. I'm not ready to announce it yet, but something is going to happen.
Jack's prediction of his prediction.
I love it. We're getting ready to get ready. Okay. Well, we're glad to see you on the record, Jack.
I'm not on the record yet.
No.
Not on the record
glad
yet.
Glad to see that you're on the record, too, that you're going to make a prediction.
On the record.
Okay.
To be on the record. So stay tuned.
Okay, we can edit all that out.
Is this mic on?
Okay, I got. We're this show's going a little long. So do you want to quit it now or whatever it is? And I mean, even though we got more stuff.
All right. Well, let's just bust into a couple things here that I got. Actually,
go for it.
I mean, you got to watch out for GM cars coming up because they're going to allow the police to kill the engines. Of them, if
remotely.
You, remotely.
Yeah, so if you're speeding down the highway and the guy wants to stop you, they can
just flip
code
it
in.
Yeah, of course they're
surprise!
Saying this is awesome.
It's for the children.
But of course, you know, the system is the owners have to pay $69.95 a month to be an active OnStar subscriber, and it's listed. It says secondly, the system is only limited to high speed chases involving stolen cars. Yeah. But anyway,
another brick in the wall. You're
paying for it this time.
And you're paying for you're ultimately paying for all of them anyway.
This
is a direct pay.
Yeah, this is
rather
a
than
pay.
A round the corner thing. Yeah, no, it's when martial law is declared on that day, you will find out how many laws have been passed in the last decade,
and you'll find out how many times your car won't start.
Yeah, and you want to get out of the country. As you're heading towards the Mexican border, and all of a sudden, everybody on the highway shuts down.
Right.
You only have to shut down like the front four cars.
That's true.
Then you're done.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you always say you can't build a better mousetrap, but this one they have gases the rodents, and then it texts your messages when it's done.
That's a damn smart rat.
It's like no. The little machine does it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought maybe as the rat was dying, it reached over and painted in blood. That's
I kill you.
Yeah, that's right. I kill.
I will link the 10-minute Ahmed thing on there. But yeah, the radar mouse extermination system. You could check it out. It's kind of
probably about $100 or $200 each or something like that. I mean, at what price do you need to kill?
You know, if you're the kind of guy who gets off thinking that you just killed something, I mean, it's worth the money.
It reminds me a little bit of those. I saw one of the most expensive coin sorters I've ever seen. It was like $20 or $30 plus you had to pay, you know, out of $5 for 100 or 200 of the little paper rolls thing, and it's very nice and fancy. But you got to figure, what are you paying when you have to roll like a million rolls for that thing to even remotely pay for itself?
Oh, I did. You mentioned last show about how much the wars at what cost the wars. Apparently, the figure that I found was 2.4 trillion for the Iraqi and Afghan wars.
Okay, we were talking 3 trillion. I think somebody else was saying.
Yeah,
3 trillion.
That's a lot.
2.4 trillion. Stefan Molyneux said it was. He had a big rant on that, a video rant on that thing the other day about the toll.
Oh, another thing that I was going to post on the site was the rolling ball sculpture that the guy made that you wanted talk about how the freedom of time in this in America allows you
it's
to
the
do
the greatest thing in the world.
It's the greatest thing in the world. And there is this most incredible. I think Hanger Dog sent this to me, but it's you wouldn't believe. What happens in this sculpture of motion?
It's like a three-story house. I'm going to tell you, Rube Goldberg. If Rube Goldberg had done a tenth of this, he would
pay homage to these guys.
No, there's no question. Yeah. This is unbelievable. What does it end up finally doing? It ends up pulling up a winch.
A drape.
Don't tell. Let me tell you the other one, by the way. The other one that when you see something that somebody had way too much which has been around forever is that blue ball thing.
Yeah, okay, and we did link to that before. Yeah. That was, it's called Jimmy's Brain, the inner workings
of Jimmy's Brain.
Yeah, and that's on an archive
show. There was somebody who had way too much time
on there.
I mean, but that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's productive time.
Well, yeah, we talked about it in the last show.
I know we did.
But,
I mean,
but
better
I'll
than sending up 20 SWAT team people out to raid a tobacco shop.
Do you have one here? I got one more. Teens arrested at a Massachusetts police station after officers smell marijuana on them.
Boy,
so,
that's gotta
kids,
be some
boys and girls, if you're smoking marijuana, don't go to the police station.
Yeah, no.
Okay?
Don't go to the police
station. Two teens
station.
Went into the police station to apply for door-to-door sales permits. This is great. After arrest, officers say they smelled burned marijuana on them. it didn't say what they were going to sell door to door. But
well, and what the name of their organization was Cheech and Chong.
That's right.
Big Stick.
You did see that judge orders O.J. Simpson to stand trial. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Think he's
man. O.J. is stupid, man. I tell you, man.
He had it made.
Yeah. He had it made.
Well, the only thing I can say is that apparently the guilt just got to him, and he feels like he has to go to jail.
I just love this statement. It was, as always, I wish it would have been a jury, because I'm always in favor of the jury system.
Jury be good to me.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he goes, as always, I rely on the jury system.
Did he really say that?
He goes, if I have any disappointment,
stupid mother.
I wish a jury was here. As always, I rely on the jury system.
Especially if you're black.
Especially
Mike Tyson gets 24 hours.
I had it up, man.
I didn't have it. OJ, man, what a stupid.
Well, as I say, it might be a psychological thing where he really feels like it's time for him to go to jail.
It's possible. I think he just thought he could do it in the hell he wanted.
I can do anything I want.
Okay,
your blick. Jesus, so good.
Did you see the 17-year-old was jailed for stealing virtual furniture?
Yes. I mean,
and that's one of those online,
he'd hacked into somebody's website. It wasn't Halo 3 or anything, but it was one of those adventure things where everybody in the world could be in it. He hacked into it. He did
the Habbo Hotel.
He did what Captain Kirk did with the Kobayashi maneuver or whatever.
Kobayashi Maru, yeah.
He went and hacked
in a server
and stole this guy's furniture, and then they arrested him.
Right.
Where's the stuff?
Yeah, he's doing
some jail, man.
Yeah, he's
doing
some
virtual jail time.
Yeah, well,
that's your problem.
It's gonna be real. They're taking him out of virtual world and putting him in real jail.
I'd say, you can jail my virtual character here.
Right. Yeah, here. Yeah, exactly.
Did you see that? You said not to get you the get a warrant welcome mat.
Yeah, no.
That was pretty good.
I
want
to put that on my
welcome
window.
Mat, the welcome mat. Come back with a warrant.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, yeah. I love that. No. I put that on my Christmas list.
Oh, yeah.
No, I love it. That's the welcome mat. Come back with a warrant. No, it's cool.
I thought the personal cell phone jammer was pretty cool, too. That's another thing.
I think some of those are illegal. Oh, yeah. 20 milliwatts or whatever it was. I think you're allowed to do almost anything with 10 or 20 milliwatts.
Hear about this this hunter up in Pennsylvania there? I went out bear hunting. I apparently ended up shooting a rare albino female cub.
Ooh.
So a little 50-pound girl, pretty little bear running at him, blasted the shit out of him.
And he's arrested.
He will be.
Endangered
species. It was an albino. Yeah, he said he first thought he was a fox, but come on. Not exactly making you look real cool at the Elk Lodge, is it?
The other thing is, I noticed that the U.S. never learns. They've decided to help the Pakistani tribes. It says here, U.S. hopes to use Pakistani tribes against Al-Qaeda. Now, let me tell you.
Tribes are very loyal.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Now, I mean, when will you learn? I mean, it is amazing when you look at everybody that we've helped over in that area.
Give them a badge.
Has come back on us, is killing us. I mean, every single one of them. As soon as you give them mortars, machine guns, tanks, whatever it is, they say, hey, badges, badges, we're going to attack the United States now, mate. These guys are, we never learn. I mean, these guys are stupid beyond belief. And you wonder, again, this is so obvious, you wonder, can it be a conspiracy? I mean, what are you thinking when you realize you gave guns and stuff to Osama to beat the Russians, and the next thing you know, he's blowing up the World Trade Center? You gave all kinds of stuff in the world to Hussein to beat down the Iranians, and now you want to go and do it all over again? Have you lost your mind? I mean, it's beyond stupid. I mean, I don't understand how these people.
We got a new plan. Okay, what we're gonna do? We're going to go over there and get some of their guys.
Yeah.
Recruit some of their guys and use them against them.
Their memory.
These people
obviously were some of these 10th graders
black.
That can't. Yeah. That's it. Okay. Well, I'm done with.
On that note.
Yeah, we got to go.
I was just Jimmy looking to Dole see if I had show. Something else that was kind of cool.
Keep
in
those
here.
Emails coming. Those are always fun.
Yeah, we love the emails.
Jimmy, especially. Jimmy@jimmydole.com.
Well, we also had a couple of phone calls.
Can you play my phone call? You still have
we don't know.
Either?
We played it in the last show.
I know, but I didn't listen to that crap. Didn't have me on it, you know? Come on.
Yeah, we did.
I know.
We said hello from...
I know. Wasn't enough me.
Looks like the Beatles are finally coming to iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a big deal. Steve Jobs, I love him.
He's got to do something to pay for this.
I'm so happy I got my nice new Macintosh here.
Oh, yeah? Is that why I can't see your... I can't see Jimmy's face anymore.
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that.
37-inch flat screen.
2.4 gigahertz aluminum
quad. I used to be able to just... It was kind of like the neighbor on that show. What was the...
Wilson.
Wilson, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like, that's my view of Jimmy during this show.
Yeah,
and now he... Yeah, there we are. Yeah. You know, that's it. And now he's got the 37-inch flat screen that I can
see. I love this. I just love my new.
Is that a 42? What is that, a 55?
It's a 20-inch. It's a 20-inch.
Yeah, right.
But I can run Vista on it, supposedly.
It's a rear rear projector.
The question is, can you uninstall Vista?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Just by way of correction, the Brazil oil field was 700 million barrels.
Right.
Saudi Arabia's reserves, 264 billion barrels.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you something, though. Okay. Then I stand corrected.
10% of Brazil's current reserves, which is 11 billion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That still puts Brazil, keeps them at 16th on the list.
Okay. Let me tell you that one of the things that we have found, though, is that once they actually start the drilling, they always go beyond what they think they are. But, okay, Jimmy stands corrected. Excuse me. I thought it was much larger than that.
Venezuela's up at 80 billion barrels.
Wow.
Hugo, man. My name is Hugo.
Yeah, he's going to screw that up
early. You can call me Hugo.
We're going to call it. By this time next year, I'm telling you, there's going to be bullets flying, and they can be rubber. There can be lead.
Yeah. Hopefully, it'll be at him.
Well, you know, I don't wish that on anybody. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, you know, if he's going to get out of the country ahead of time or is he going to get...
Jimmy's always the nice guy when it comes to the dictators.
I don't believe in violence.
Oh, peace.
Yeah, I'm with you on it.
Hey, this album is called Rubber Soul, by the way.
Rubber Soul?
Rubber Bullets.
And Group.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See you next time, you guys.
Anyway.
Hey, have they buried James Brown yet?
I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know. If you know,
email
let us know.
Thank you, everybody.
The Jimmy Doan Show. I don't know why you
should want to hide. Hey, this is Laura, and you just listened to part 3 of the November 20th Jimmy Doan Show. We hope you enjoyed it. Remember to tell your friends. To say, but I can turn away. You've been gone, and I just can't.